USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Mother Nature is beating up on both sides of the U.S. in different ways. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest, where a heat wave that could be the longest on record is bearing down on Phoenix. Daytime highs in Arizona's largest metro area have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. In Nevada, Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. Vermont is suffering a very different crisis. The rain might have stopped, but rivers and streams keep rising. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been pressing NATO members for a clear timeline for when his country can join NATO.
We'll speak today and fight for these security guarantees for Ukraine on the way to NATO.
Zelensky attending the NATO meeting in Lithuania on Wednesday. There is mixed feeling among NATO members about allowing Ukraine in. President Biden has said publicly that Ukraine should not be allowed in until the war with Russia is over. But British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has told Zelensky he belongs in NATO. President Biden is set to meet with Zelensky on this, the second and final day of the NATO summit. Members of the G7 are expected to sign off on a security deal with Ukraine Wednesday. That deal reportedly will include military equipment, training, and intelligence sharing. The Consumer Price Index is up just slightly for the month of June. New data released Wednesday morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows inflation is up just 0.2% for the month. That's less than expected by economists. Annual inflation in the U.S. slowed to 3% in June. The two-day online shopping spree Amazon Prime Day wraps up Wednesday. Experts say buying yourself a treat because it was on sale can affect your mood.
There have been studies that show that these deals actually invoke positive emotions.
Texas A&M professor Thomas McMillan says that finding a deal gives us a serotonin bump that makes us feel good. This is USA News.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
A new poll shows President Biden pulling ahead of Donald Trump in a hypothetical 2024 matchup. The Morning Consult poll shows 43% of registered voters would support the sitting president in the general election, compared to 42% who said they'd back former President Trump. Another 10% said they would support someone else. Governors are gathering in Atlantic City for the National Governors Association annual meeting. They'll discuss state issues with federal officials and business leaders. Governor Phil Murphy chairs the association and will lead a session on mental health. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will meet with governors and their spouses to emphasize workforce training programs for students. More than one in three Americans are going through a sleep divorce.
That's when somebody regularly or occasionally sleeps in another room than their partner in order to get some rest without distractions like snoring or alarms. The data came to light in a survey from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which found that sleep divorce was most prominent among millennials, 43% of whom said they sleep in different rooms. I'm Michael Kastner.
Mexico is the number one destination for expats. That's according to a new report. The survey from InterNations found 90% of expats in Mexico say they are happy there, compared to 72% worldwide. The survey ranked destinations on quality of life, ease of settling in, working abroad, and personal finance. At number two is Spain, followed by Panama. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.